Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KODK.
Shut up. Don't try to make me feel better. I'm being morose. Do you hate that when you're trying to be depressed and some bastard's all intent on cheering you up? Oh,
especially
come on.
When the bastard that's trying to cheer you up is the person that made you pissed in the first place. So.
Yeah, this is an ineffective method, by the way. Can I tell you? We've already proven this song didn't cheer a damn person up.
Maybe you need the Blazers to drive over here in their Humvee and cheer you up a little bit, huh?
Yeah. When I was growing up, that makes me feel better.
You know what it takes?
Embrace that bitterness. Go with that blackness.
It takes brass balls to sell.
Yeah, baby.
This always seems to make you happy.
Everything goes better. Things go better with Glenn Gary.
First prize is a Cadillac Eldorado. Anybody want to see second prize? Second prize is a set of steak.
No, but anyway, my mom used to do this thing when I was growing up. My brother and I, you know, we were pretty close in age. And my brother and I would have those fights like only siblings can have them. Those fights that only brothers or sisters can really have. Well, you're just like pounding the other person to snot. My mom's method was she would put us in two chairs facing each other, like knees to knees. And she would make us stare at each other and forbid us to smile. That was my mom's method. She'd like make me sit down in a chair facing my brother. She's like, I forbid you to smile. If you smile, you're grounded. And of course, immediately, like we would stare at each other in like 15 seconds. Of course, you're both giggling because you're dumb. And that was my mom's method. Your method of whistling? Not so effective. I'm just being mean. There's going to be a lot of those moments, I think, over the next couple of weeks where there's going to be a lot of moments that end with me going, nah, I'm just being mean. You're not allowed to be the only mean one.
It's okay. I understand. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well,
I did expect this. I haven't been able to sleep the last few nights kind of fearing this moment. So.
Yeah. Well, really?
Yeah, totally. It's been like up all night, like tossing, turning.
Wait, hold on. Have I, the man on the mic, Rick Emerson, have I caused you sleepless nights?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
That's what I like to hear. See, that's a compliment.
See, that
put that on my resume. That cheered me up a little. That really did perk me up a little bit. You're not just saying that.
No, I'm really not just saying that. Like, I've just, like, asked Matt. I've told him. It's like, I've been stressed out about this, so.
I haven't been able to sleep the last couple nights either. Just because every time I move, my jaw, like, wakes me up, but.
Your pain is unimportant today. Your pain is inconsequential to. I'm the king of pain today. Yeah, all right, anyway. It's 1-800-727-5955. We're going to get some calls here, then we'll go to Tim Riley in the KFTK newsroom. Later on, we got the top five coming up. In Beaverton, is this Therese or Teresa?
It's Therese.
Therese, what do you got?
Well, I'll replace Christina.
Oh, no one can replace Christina. Well, you might be able to. What do you look like?
I think I'm relatively attractive.
What celebrity do you most resemble, Therese?
You know what? I think about that question all the time, and I really don't have an answer. I can't.
Now, Therese, everybody looks like somebody.
Well, I'm a brunette.
Yes.
I look a little like Sandra Bullock.
See, I'm with that. Let's have a show of hands here. Who's with that?
But my hair is a little short.
Christina, you put your hand down. You're not allowed to vote in anything. I'm revoking your... You're a non-person. I'm revoking your...
I'm three-fifths of a person.
You're not even that. You're the two-fifths is left over. Do you have any radio experience, Therese?
Well, I have television experience. I was... I cast the first season of The Larry Sanders Show in Los Angeles when I lived there.
What? You're screwing with me.
I'm not screwing with you.
You know, that is one of the all-time great television shows of our time.
I know, and that first season was the hardest season to cast ever because nobody even knew what it was and they didn't want to come on the show.
So you worked in casting?
Yes, I did for 5 years.
Excellent. What the hell are you doing in Beaverton?
I don't, God help me, I don't know.
It's not like you're a youth minister or something. You ought to be somewhere that's good.
No, I'm completely the opposite of a youth minister.
Excellent. That's what I'd like to hear.
Yes.
I'd like to get as far away from youth ministers as I possibly can for the rest of my life.
I like to throw back a few cocktails, curse, all that stuff.
You're warming the cockles of my heart. Do you have to drop us a picture? You sound good.
Wait a minute. You're going to hire me based on how I look?
Well, no, but I mean, it's part of the complete, it's part of the overall package.
Okay, I see.
So here's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
What are you doing now? Are you just unemployed or what's your deal?
Yes, I'm unemployed. And actually, I just jumped out of the shower to make this call. I thought it would be really amusing.
Oh, come on. Now you're stacking the deck now.
So I was sitting here in my panties and bra for a while, but then I got cold and I had to throw on a robe.
Oh, you're hired. You are hired. Christina, when did you say you were leaving tomorrow? That's too bad. Yeah. That's too bad that you have to leave today after the show, and Therese has to come on in and warm up that seat.
Well, I'll come down today. I just have to, you know, get dressed and put on a little makeup.
Oh, that's exactly what Papa likes to hear. Can you really be here today?
Seriously, I'll come down.
Sweet, that's what I'm talking about. All right, so you know where we're located?
You know what? I do, but do I enter on First Street or the other side?
I'm all about the entering. I'll tell you what, I'll put you on hold. Christina will give you the information.
Okay.
All right, that's Therese.
And then she'll be waiting on our casting couch.
That's right, baby. I got to get me a couch. All right. Let's see. Let's get a couple more here before we go to the news. Chris, you're in Portland. What's up?
This is Matt Peterson, the Gage Auto Club groupie. Anyway, I have an idea for the top five, but yeah. I wanted to throw in my feedback on Christina.
Yes.
I got a hug from her at the listener party and a signature on the back of my Polaroid. This is the Polaroid guy on your front page.
Oh, this is, okay, yeah, your Chris was in the picture at rickemerson.com, yeah.
And when she unwittingly dropped that nuke on you, at first I was surprised, then kind of down, but Rick, bring on the MASH history knowledgeable hobbies, baby.
Yeah, well, see, that's what I'm saying. So we should turn these lemons into lemonade.
Yeah.
Lemonade and 6-inch heels, yeah.
Remember in the past when I mentioned that I bought those Corus headphones, I work at the printing company, and a lot of the names I keep a collage of them.
Yes.
And I think I got about like 45 of them right now, but I wanted to mention a few of them. I can type them all up and send them to you, and you do top five of the craziest names.
The drop of
the like four. Gay Brownie.
Gay Brownie.
Marsha Massengill. John Gay Dick. And Tulio Dilemma Podgorny.
You've got to drop those in an email.
These are honest-to-goodness names. I mean, real people that ordered them.
Hello, Mr. Gay Dick. Yeah, you got to email those to us.
Yeah, I'll do that on Monday. I didn't have work today, but...
All right, there you go. That's Chris in Portland. We'll get one more, and then we'll do the news. We got Freshie coming up in a few here. Here's Leopold in Portland. What's up, man?
Well, I will not try and cheer you up.
Thank you.
Like, you deserve your pity pot today. I've got some advice for Christina.
Yeah, I got some advice for Christina. I got.
Where's she at?
Yeah. I'm here.
Christina, don't let the bastards grind you down.
All right, sir.
Bye.
All right, there you go. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for helping a brother out. Yeah, let's all
throwing your own words back in your face.
Let's all feel badly for Christina today. All right.
Is it really badly? Feel badly?
I don't think you're in a position to be correcting my grammar at this juncture.
I'm trying to make light of the situation, trying to cheer you up.
All right. Here's Tim Riley. He's in the KOTK newsroom.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
Well, it's fun and informative. It's computer time. Saturday mornings, 8 till 10. Brought to you by AT&T Broadband Internet, giving the time to simplify your life. Top story this afternoon, an Oregonian in outer space. Despite the rain in Spain, NASA's pushing ahead with the Space Shuttle Countdown. The endeavor is scheduled to launch from Florida's Kennedy Space Center later on. Oregon native Donald Pettit is set to be on it. He now lives in Houston. Had a few problems a couple days ago with a leaky oxygen line and a damaged robot arm, but both have been fixed. Laura Hocker would like the thief who stole 43 hats from her clothesline to return them. The clothesline is an art project by the Eastern Washington University student. She's continuing to buy hats to pin them to the clothesline, and now she's going to fail the course.
What? I have no idea what you're talking about there. That's a completely insane news story.
It is, isn't it?
All right. Well,
somebody stole 43 hats that were part of her art exhibit.
Okay.
You have to understand the arts for that. Before we get to the James Bond film, we must remind you that American Mullet is playing at the Clinton Street Theater this weekend.
The Clinton Street Theater, by the way, where there is F. Matt graffiti in the bathroom.
I want to be sure you look for it.
Clinton Street, if you're a man, you go to Clinton Street, well, there's only the one bathroom. You go into the Clinton Street Theater, go in, take a whiz, there's F. Matt graffiti, like, over the toilet there. So that's another reason to go to that theater.
So, filmmaker Jennifer Arnold interviews mullet heads in all walks of life, and a short, a 1978 documentary on Lynyrd Skynyrd fills the bill. So that's...
This weekend?
Yeah, 7 to 9.
Excellent.
Nightly. Now, 40 years after the first James Bond movie and the next installment, Die Another Day, is about to hit movie theaters, former Bond star Roger Moore says, whatever happened to the good old days?
It's good against evil. It really is the same story, but it's in different settings all the time. And the settings get a little more elaborate. Girls get a little bigger parts these days.
Well, here's a scene from Die Another Day in which Q, who is now played by John Cleese, attempts to introduce James Bond Pierce Brosnan into a new assortment of spy gadgets.
One pane, unbreakable glass, one standard issue ring finger. Twist so, voila. Ultra high frequency, single digit sonic agitator unit.
You know you're cleverer than you look.
Still better than looking cleverer than you are.
So here's another scene in which Jinx, who's played by Halle Berry, and James Bond Pierce Brosnan meet for the first time.
Justine Fergence. My friends call me Jinx.
My friends call me James Bond. Jinx, you say?
Born on Friday the 13th.
That's the best pickup line ever.
You believe in bad luck?
Let's just say our relationships don't seem to last.
I know the feeling.
Oh, man. Is there anybody... There's no one better to be than James Bond. Seriously. Like, you could be... You could actually be the Almighty Messiah, but it's still better to be James Bond. You know what I mean?
Hefner's wishing he was James Bond.
Hefner kind of is James Bond, though. That's the thing. Really, Hefner is the closest there has ever been in real life to being James Bond. Hefner is... You know, the weird thing about Hugh Hefner... I mean, apart from the fact that it's his life... I mean, Hefner is... Hefner is the closest living embodiment there has ever been to several great fictional characters. Because if you think about it, and it's true, Hefner is not only James Bond, Hefner is Jay Gatsby. I mean, Hefner is the closest we will ever have to the great Gatsby in you know, in the real world. I mean, it's and he would be the first to admit that. Hefner would be the first to admit that that he consciously, and it was a conscious effort, to become Jay Gatsby. I mean, he will tell you that. Ditto Hunter Thompson. Hunter Thompson's the same way. F. Scott Fitzgerald just had this huge sweeping effect on a whole generation of American guys. And continues to. I mean, his big impact on me, but you know, Hunter Thompson, it's the whole thing of creating your own legend, of the self-made man, of being the self-invented personality. And Hunter Thompson did that a little bit, but Hefner did it literally. I mean, you go back even now, and that novel's, Jesus, how old is that? It's the Roaring Twenties, but I mean, it came out after that. But it's
60 years, 60, 65,
65
years.
Something like that. But you go back and you read The Great Gatsby now, and mentally parallel it with someone like Hefner. It's just it's uncanny.
Well, it's going to be partly sunny this afternoon.
In their dreams,
high temperatures in the mid to upper 50s. Cloudy and foggy tonight. Lows in the 40s with light winds. Morning fog tomorrow, then mostly sunny. Then a chance of rain late on Saturday night and more showers for Sunday. Try to have a nice weekend. Tim Riley, the KOTK Newsroom. Live around the world at KOTK.com.
All right. It's 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1090. I'm going to go back to the... phone changes. So is it, what's her name? Is Therese going to,
She is. She's coming down.
Oh, yeah. All right. Let's see. It's Freshy on I-5. What's up with you, G?
Well, how you do?
Well, I'm doing better about an hour ago. Doing better.
Oh, my God. Well, I just wanted to say on behalf of our listeners that, your listeners, that we will all miss Christina.
Yes.
But you can find comfort in knowing that middle sister will blow up and that it'll become hell on earth over there. Fire and brimstone.
So, is that here specifically or like in general? That it'll where? Which?
Not well, they're just right east of Middle Sister there. I think they're gonna.
Which one is that? Is that Hood?
A good 3 feet of.
Or is that St. Helens again?
No. There's the three.
Sisters. Right.
The middle sister is actually looking. There's some.
It's growing an inch a day.
Yeah, it's growing.
Yeah,
like St. Helens grew.
Right, but I thought. Okay, see, I thought the three sisters were St. Helens and Rainier and Hood.
No. The three sisters are actually three mountains that are over in Central Oregon.
Because I didn't have any school.
F-Matt with an active volcano, by the way.
Excellent. There you go.
F-Matt.
See, that's what I get for... Well, I'm not from here, but that's what I get for not having any school. And I always thought that when they talked about the three sisters, that it was a colloquialism for, like, the three big mountains here, and St. Helens was one of them.
No, there actually are the three sisters. It's three mountains over in Central Oregon.
Yeah, see? Learn something every day. I have nothing. So, anyway,
things if you're really trying.
But the upshot is that Christina and John will be buried in molten lava, right? Was that kind of the gist?
Well,
was
probably more likely ash.
Well, okay, but so suffocation.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you go with don't look
go
at me
with
that
God.
Way. I'm just.
I open this.
It's just a figurative suffocation. I'm not really wishing suffocation on you. I was about half an hour ago. I'm not. What are the three? What is it? The five stages of death, or you know what I'm talking about? There's like grief, and then there's
anger,
killing, and okay. But what are we? Are those the five stages of what? Grief, death,
something.
You know what I'm talking about? There's
denial,
five
and then
stages of drunk.
No. We'll find out about those later. That'll be in about an hour and 45 minutes from now. All right, let's. Is this Mylar?
Yeah.
All right, let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show. My girlfriend, the lovely Lara. What's up with you?
I still have a medical theme. If I had a medical theme, I could explain what five stages were.
But you know that, that in Dr. Zhivago, it was pointed out to me that Lara is a nurse in Dr. Zhivago.
You know, I didn't know that.
Well, but you have the book. I thought you'd read it.
Well, I knew that she was a whore, but I didn't know.
I'm not even touching it. Okay. I'm not even going to talk about that.
It's really our favorite kind of nurse, Lara.
Yes.
So anyway,
you stay over on your side of the glass, Chuckles.
I feel really guilty about Christina leaving because I know it's going to have something to do with that black magic spell I did after she decided to grow out her hair for my boyfriend.
It was growing it up for all men everywhere, not just for me. I'd like to think that I was the actual deciding impetus, but when women grow their hair, it's for men everywhere.
So, no, but I feel guilty because I shouldn't have wanted her to move on so badly.
Seriously. That's we're going to have to get somebody younger and hotter.
Younger than me?
Well, it'll be hard. We might have to go to like Cleveland High School and start recruiting there. But I'm willing to put in the effort for the show.
Well, no. Younger, but still at least 21.
Oh, well, that's a good idea because you can't get him drunk.
Yeah,
otherwise.
We gotta be able to take him out and get him drunk after the show.
How old is Christina? 22 or 23?
She's 22.
22. So really, you know, we could.
She'll
do better.
Be 23 in January. She's out of the age range now.
See, so yeah, we could do better.
Yeah,
we could. I'd call her out of the job.
This ought to be. You know what we ought to do? This ought to be like a Menudo thing. You know, where it's like as soon as they hit 23, you're out in your ear. We ought to just hire people who have younger sisters, and then we can just constantly be replying. You have
actually,
a younger sister.
Actually, my younger sister will be in town for Thanksgiving next week. You can meet her.
She ever met a real live DJ?
No, she has not. It will be very exciting. Your girlfriend is on the phone, remember.
How does the EEOC feel about all this?
About what?
About
we're giving jobs to you. We're giving jobs to women.
Age.
We're giving jobs to women. Your ass should be happy.
I'll send you down some of the old folks that I work with.
Don't send me down any of the
geriatric retirees. Yeah.
No, and don't send any of those butch lesbians you hang out with. They wouldn't like the show anyway.
We'll miss you, Christina. And you know you're causing Rick serious distress over this. So feel guilty and whatnot.
Yeah, that's right. Feel guilty, all
feel
of you.
Shame.
Phil, this is because we said the prayer against John. This is Jesus punishing me for saying that huge prayer, you know, against John getting the job. So,
serious distress.
It should be noted, by the way, that although it's not today, then we want to wish my girlfriend a happy birthday for turning what? 21 now? Again?
She's going to be at least like 23 or 24.
See, that's the kind of talk gets you everywhere, my friend. So happy advanced birthday.
Thank you.
All right, I love you.
Love you.
All right. You know I love her. Hasn't deserted me. Hasn't left me. Hasn't gone off. Left my ass high and dry.
It's probably got something to do with the chains that you keep her hooked to, you know, in the apartment.
It's got something to do with the change I'm handing out. That's what it's got something to do with. Oh, yeah. All right. 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080 in Portland. David, you're on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Yeah, Rick, you're complaining because this is all about sexual tension with you and Christina. You know...
Well, what do you mean that's the only reason I'm complaining she's leaving?
Yeah.
She doesn't, I mean, well, I, you know, we're the first to admit Christina's a lovely young girl. We all adore her, but
yeah,
I mean, it's just...
She's quite cute.
No, it's just going to be hard to replace her. It's going to be difficult. You know, we don't like it. Whenever somebody leaves, it's difficult. And, you know, I'll tell you what it is. It's just me. It's my hang-up because I am so opposed to change. And these guys can tell you this. Matt and Christina can back me up on this. That change is my enemy.
Well, you get depressed when we go on vacation. It's like
you're just attached to her.
Well, it's not that I'm attached to Christina per se.
Oh, come on, you're complaining like you're attached to
her. It's that there's a blonde Christina-shaped presence that's in the chair every day, and altering that in any way throws off my internal rhythm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah, so it's just, I'm a creature of habit. I'm a creature of routine. And so that's like whenever Matt goes on vacation, that's why I throw such a fit. Because it throws off my obsessive compulsive tendencies. When anything is altered in any way.
Oh, another obsessive compulsive talk show host?
What are the odds of that, huh?
Yeah.
Let's all be surprised. All right, there you go. There's David. All right. 2800, you know, there is sexual tension about Christina, but it's not on my end. You know who's going to be the most upset of everybody? You know who's going to be the most depressed of anybody on earth? Is the cheese. Richard Cheese is not going to be happy with you.
He will not be happy at all.
I mean, I don't know to what extent we've ever really talked about this on the air, but Richard Cheese has done everything but, like, send you, like, stalker grams. He's done everything but stand outside your house with a boombox playing Peter Gabriel songs to you. Usually with some crude invitation for your sister to come along as well. So, Richard Cheese can take the... We ought to tell him on the air, because I want to be there. We got to tell Richard Cheese live on the air that you're leaving, because I want to be there to hear his man tears.
Yeah, I don't think that would be such a good
idea. He's going to cry like a girl. I'm telling you right now. Richard Cheese is going to cry like a woman when he finds out you're leaving. You think I'm taking it hard? That guy's going to commit seppuku when he hears about this. All right. 1-800-727-5955. More of your calls on the way, including Dan, Greg. What else? So we have the top five coming up as well. Later on, a guy who's been with me through thick and thin, Peter Carlin. Guy who only rarely fails to show up.
I've never failed to show up.
Except 2 weeks
except
from
now. 2 weeks from
now. We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Stay there.
Mr. Gas Driver. Mr. Gas Driver.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, here's... wait, hold on. Christina.
I see
I'm starting
how it
the,
is.
No, I'm starting... It's healthy. I'm starting the mental separation.
You're to the next step of the grieving process.
Yeah, right after grieving is... What was that chick's name again? You know that one chick. You know what I'm talking about.
I see how it is.
Yeah, here's Christina with the traffic.
Your communications.
From the KOTK Newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
129, Tim Riley with news, brought to you by AT&T Broadband. Travel the world of thanks on the web a whole lot faster with AT&T Broadband Internet. It's so easy to make a reservation at attbroadband.com. Martin Sheen is asked, if he could change one thing in history, what would it be?
I would have been in Dealey Plaza in Dallas on November 22nd, 63. If I could have stopped that, yeah.
We understand there has been a shooting. The presidential car coming up now. We know it's the presidential car. You can see Mrs. Kennedy's pink suit. There's a Secret Service man, spread eagle, over the top of the car. We understand Governor and Mrs. Connolly are in the car with President and Mrs. Kennedy. We can't see who has been hit, if anybody's been hit, but apparently something is wrong here. Something is terribly wrong.
Then 2 days later, NBC's Tom Pettit is on the air, and most Americans are watching, including many children, like this newsman, as Oswald is brought out before the TV cameras while being moved to another jail cell.
There is Lee Oswald. He's been shot. He's been shot. Lee Oswald has been shot. There's the man with a gun. No question about it. Oswald has been shot.
Man, I remember that to this day. We were all watching TV live that day when that happened.
So you remember, you have the whole JFK memory.
I don't remember JFK being assassinated, but I remember this
Oswald.
Live on TV because it was on right after Captain Kangaroo. And there were no Greek counselors back then. We were all scarred for life.
You had to tough it out like men do.
Not right. Back then. Anyway, so that's that. Let's see. The Portland Metro forecast for this afternoon. Humorously calls for partly sunny skies. Highs in the mid to upper 50s. Tonight, fog and clouds developing. Lows in the 40s. And fog tomorrow morning, then mostly sunny. And for Sunday, rain returns. Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
This is Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right. It's 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. And we got the top five coming up here in just a few minutes. Let's see. What else? Peter Carlin, right? I can't even think today. I'm too bereft.
I did find the five stages of emotional, you know, like breakdown or whatever. Yeah. So I'll have to share those with you later.
Let's see. It's very sad to have Christina leave. I wish she wouldn't. Anything you can do to make her stay. Yeah, I can cut off her arms and legs, keep her in a box. I'm sorry, did I say that or just think that? If not, why not have Christina be part of the process to select her replacement? Narrow it down to a few finalists and get a bit of listener participation. That's from Ash. Is there a cooler name to have than Ash? I don't think so. Unless your name was like, you know, like Bob, you know, like Bob Steele or Biff Maxwell or something. 1-800-727-5955. Dan in Beaverton. What's up with you?
Hey, Rick. How's it going?
You know, what are you going to do?
Well, I just want to tell you, you got to quit being a dick about this whole thing.
I'm not being... I think I'm handling this rather well.
I think you're handling it like a baby. If you were really, really interested in keeping her, you would figure out a way to allow her, with all the technology that's out there now, allow her to telecommute to a certain point.
The telecommute. Dude, we can't even afford spoons here. We got to eat soup with our hands. We got to...
You, I think you, you, you can get on the internet and work from home so easily.
Yeah.
And if there are functions that she can do from Ben, let her do them.
I got a function she can perform. But somebody brought this up earlier. Somebody's like, well, she needs to be on the show via satellite every day. And it's just like, again, we're not funded by NASA. And I don't know that she'd even want to do it. Would you even do it if I said, look, we've got this brand new cutting edge technology that allows you to participate in the show from your living room in Bend? Like, I don't even think you'd do it.
Well, I'd think about it. I mean,
So,
I would love to keep her on the show.
No, so would I.
Well, then quit being a dick and try to figure something out.
How am I being a dick?
You are just whining and crying and trying to make her feel bad.
I'm not trying to make her feel bad, but I'm not going to pretend that we don't feel bad about it.
Well, you're not pretending that we feel bad. You're pretending that you feel bad.
Oh, it's all a ruse. It's all an elaborate mock-up. All right. 1-800-727-5955. Let's see. We got Charles coming up in a moment. Yes, it's all a scam. Greg in the PDX. Yo, what do you got?
God, well, you can't let her leave just yet, man. She's got unfinished business.
Which is?
Well, the pumpkin from the listener party. I haven't seen the metal jack-o'-lantern yet.
I think this is our Lycus winner.
It is.
Oh, is this the guy? You the guy who came dressed as Lycus? Dude, you were uncanny. That's what I'm talking about. Wait, maybe this is grounds for firing. Did he not get the jack-o'-lantern? Oh, yeah. So, well, all right. Well, we'll go whoop up on her during a break.
Yeah, she can't. She's not allowed to leave town until that's handled because she's in charge of that. That's totally fair.
Yeah, I have it. I'm in contact. I mean, I just haven't gotten it there. When have I ever dropped the ball or the pumpkin, as it were? So.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
All right. Well, as long as you're on top of it.
All right.
I haven't forgotten about you.
That was mean.
What?
That was a cutting. You haven't forgotten about Greg. I caught the emphasis on the word you when you said to Greg, I haven't forgotten about you.
No, I'm... you're overreacting. That was not...
Is overreacting one of the stages of grief?
No, it really isn't, but maybe it is in the Rick Emerson stages of grief, so...
What are the five? Is it five?
Yes, it's five.
What are the stages of grief?
Do you want it in order? We have denial, then anger.
Wait, hold on. Take these one at a time. Denial. Well, check.
Yeah, that's pretty fitting. No, really, you can telecommute. You don't have to leave the show.
Well, and not only that, but, I mean, in all fairness to Christina, much as part of me wants to be unfair, it should be noted that she's been telling us for, like, a year and a half that this was a temporary gig. So, and John has been looking in his own haphazard, largely unsuccessful fashion.
But aren't you glad that it was a haphazard way? Because
I'm completely glad,
longer.
Yeah. So you were only going to be here for like 6 months initially, so it's just...
Maybe, exactly.
So you have been telling us, in your defense, for like a year, that your ass is going
to
be leaving. So, all right. What's the next step?
Anger.
Yeah, check.
is that the stage that you're at right now? So.
No, I'm leaving Angerville, and I'm in my car on Emotion Highway motoring towards...
Bargaining.
Bargaining. Ah, that's the cut off your legs, put you in a box.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
Or, you know, offering you Matt's salary, too. Matt will work for less. You'd work for less, right? If I took half your salary and gave it to her, you'd do that. I know you would.
Yeah, I'd work less.
No, I'd work for less. Same amount, for less.
Yeah, I'd work less.
Okay, see, where's your team spirit? Where's your pride? Where's your camaraderie?
You give her your salary, man. You're not taking mine.
Well, that's not going to happen. I'm not going to give her my salary.
See how much you really love
I'm not Fulton Sheen, friend.
Exactly.
I don't think so.
So all step four is depression.
Yeah. I'm probably in step four now.
Yes, you are. And then five, and this is the one I look forward to, which is acceptance, so...
Yeah, that's not gonna happen. I'm just gonna eschew step five. I'm just gonna go one to four.
Like, you're all about the four stages.
Step five is gonna be like go to one. You know, it's like it's got a little basic loop. Go to 10.
It's kind of like on the back of your bottle of shampoo. Repeat if necessary.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm still in the lather phase right now. All right, it's 1-800-727-5955. All right, so let's see. We're gonna get David here in a few. We got that Charles. You're in Gresham. You're a full time listener. Which we like. What's up with you, brother?
What's happening, guys?
Well,
hey,
Christina. Yeah.
If he doesn't do it, I want to wish you the best.
Oh, well, see, that's
and
pretty sweet.
I know that John's been looking for a job. Well, half-heartedly, but he's been looking for a
half
job.
Half time.
And, you know, I really hope you and John success over in Bend, and Rick, grow up a little bit.
Dude, she's not going to sleep with you. Quit wishing her success.
Oh, no. I got my own girlfriend, so I don't need to do that for Christina. And, there was something else I was going to say, but...
Did it start with F?
Rick.
Yeah. What do you mean, grow up? I think I'm handling this in a relatively...
Considering you just found out, I think that you were being...
Yeah, I think, considering the circumstances, I think I'm handling this pretty well.
Well, cherish the time that you had with Christina instead of flogging her.
I'm not... There's been no flogging. That'll be later. That'll be later when no one can hear your screams. I do... At the risk of sounding like a big pussy by using the word cherish... Which is just a word that men can't use. Like, a man can never go, no, I cherish these moments together. Like, even if you're talking about a cigarette, smoking your rubber, I cherish these moments. It sounds pussy.
Well, find another word.
You
do cherish?
I cherish the time we spent together.
That's very sweet.
Big, jerky woman. All right, we're going to get David more of your phone calls and all that coming up. Also, Peter Carlin going to be with us. Here is today's... Top five.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Counting is wonderful, counting is marvelous, counting's the best thing to do. Counting is happiness, counting is ecstasy, I love to count, don't you?
Yeah, there any? Are there any sweeter words in the English language? Matt just told me, I think the Vicodin's kicking in. You're on the road to Wellville, my friend. See, with Vicodin, you don't need denial, bargain, you go right to acceptance. Dude, your leg's on fire. Yeah, it is. Oh, yeah. All right, here's Tim Riley in the KFTK newsroom.
And in honor of her 29th birthday, the Rick Emerson Show counts down the top five songs for the week that his girlfriend Lara was born, the week of November 23rd, 1973.
And birthday's actually tomorrow, but tomorrow I'll be sitting at home. Enlarging my ass.
Drinking heavily.
I'll be sitting at home drinking. So we rolled it up today. These are the top five songs from the day that my girlfriend, the lovely Lara, was born.
Number 5, Billy Preston with Space Race.
Oh, boy. And a sterling day it was.
Ooh,
oh, yeah,
futuristic.
Baby. Shut your mouth. This is an instrumental, isn't it?
It is.
They don't even make it. Do they still make instrumentals? When's the last time an instrumental charted? I'm saying Miami Vice. Was Miami Vice after
probably a John Tesh song?
I don't think so. I think Axel F from Beverly Hills Cop.
I saw the video for that the other day in VH1 Classic. You know, that song screams out for a techno mix, Axel F. That song screams out to be done as some rave song or some house mix or something.
It would work, too. I mean, it really probably would work for
Doesn't
a good techno mix.
Doesn't it sound like
mix?
A guy taking a big whiz? Matt knows what I'm talking about.
If there was a sound effect to go with the whizzing.
Matt knows what I'm talking about. This is the sound of a guy whizzing. I know you're going to miss these moments, Christina.
I don't know if I really know what you're talking about or if I'm just getting high.
Singing here at the very end. It's the very end of the whiz there. This is the tap. All right.
Number 4, Ringo Starr with Photograph.
Oh, this is a great song.
Every time I see your face, it reminds me of the places.
This song went number 1. This is a great song.
But all I've got is a photograph, and I realize you're not coming back anymore.
Oh, this song's bumming me out.
Is this the depression stage?
Oh, come on. What are you killing me here, Ringo?
I can't get used to living here. My heart is broke. My tears are crying.
This is the saddest song I've ever heard. Oh, this is a big buzzkill.
Number three, the DeFranco family of Love Beat. It's a heartbeat.
Oh, okay, now we're back in Crapville again.
These were Canadians.
It's a love beat. Boy, did this kid grow up to be an ugly bastard. You seen this kid?
No.
James DeFranco, or who is the kid? Tony DeFranco?
Tony DeFranco.
He grew up to, he was a sex symbol. He was one of those Tiger Beat sex symbols, you know what I mean, right next to Sean Cassidy. This kid just grew up to be the ugliest bastard ever. I was watching this Where Are They Now on VH1. Bunch of 50-year-old women with, like, crow's feet going, I was so in love with you! Just hideous. It's an awful song, too.
Number two, Gladys Knight and the Pips in a classic Midnight Train to Georgia.
Yeah.
This is soulful. So he's leaving
the light. Best song on the countdown.
Yep. He's come to
know. Oh, this is bumming me out now, too.
He said he's going. He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
What's left of the world.
Oh, this is completely harsh and mellow.
Not so long.
But Gladys Buzzkill.
He's leaving.
Leaving.
Oh, that train.
Leaving on the pit.
Oh, let's all go kill ourselves.
Said he's going back.
Going back.
I remember a simpler time about 2 hours ago.
Right. Number one, Eddie Kendricks and Keep On Truckin', part one.
What was it, the 70s and songs that were in parts? Was it like Yes? Oh, listen to that. That's like every 70s song right
there. That's almost a scat.
Yeah. Yes, I'm one of the fat boys. Boy, this is bad. Of course, the songs from the day I was born, which is about 7 months earlier, probably aren't any better. My birthday comes around when I turn 30. You won't be here to see me turn 30. You're going to miss out on that.
Maybe I'll surprise you that
like
day.
Like 4 months from now, man. You talk about depression. I'm going to be in the deepest, darkest of depressed holes in like 4 months. I'm going to be, oh, I'm 30. All right. We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Don't go
away. You're already not 16 anymore. What the hell does it matter if you actually hit the number?
Shut your head.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right.
That was legitimately Ringo, done on a Casio keyboard.
That Ringo Starr song is the most depressing thing I've ever heard.
Yes, especially today. It did kind of hit a spot.
All right, here's Christina with the traffic.
Some brake lights out on I-5. That's it.
Now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right. It's not now. Who is this girl? Emily Copeland.
Emily Copeland.
And so she's an extreme sport girl?
She's a professional wakeboarder.
Excellent. Is she hot?
Yeah, she's good looking.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Sweet.
Hold on.
She like to do the traffic?
She might.
Does she like... Oh, yeah, she's damn cute.
Yeah.
She's going to be here. Is this a phoner, or is she going to be here?
No, she's going to be here in studio.
She's here, like,
is she
right
in the
now?
Green room?
She is.
Yeah, she really is.
Excellent. That's what I'm talking about. All right, we're going to get to David here in just a few. We welcome right now as we always do at this time. You got like a geisha thing going on today, Jolie.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
It goes with my black skirt, so.
All right, so on Monday, I don't have time to start it today. What with all the discord and upheaval. But on Monday, I've already got these questions coming in from from dudes. On Monday,
oh,
we'll start the How Chicks Think segment.
I'm excited.
Let guys go through the tangled morass of the female mind.
But I do have some questions for men myself, too, so
yes.
Maybe we can do that.
Okay. You can ask me anything you want, sister. I'll give you the straight dope.
Uh-huh, good.
I'm a straight shooter, what I'm all about. So, anyway.
So, when is Christina leaving? I didn't get to hear all the...
Your last day is 2 weeks from today?
Yes.
So your last day is...
She's leaving in 2 weeks.
Yes, I know.
Well, that's good.
That's good. Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say.
That I'm not just walking out?
Your last day is the 6th.
Her last day don't.
Her last day is December 6th.
Well, so I was thinking, you know, I could give my 2 weeks notice and it would be perfect timing. And what would I have to do to get her job?
Take about 80% less money and give up your self-respect. Let's see. What else, Christina?
There's so many things.
You'd have to leave at some point.
I could do some of them.
You'd have to be prepared to sacrifice your marriage. So.
Exactly. Oh. Yeah, you'd have to be putting up with me harping on your husband all the time,
mm-hmm.
which Christina has put up with aplomb.
But you're not. But you're kind of. You're really kidding about the money part, right?
No, really, really not.
Yeah.
You know, there's
yeah.
a whole
don't you guys,
fiscal dividing line.
Aren't
it's
you
all
in a union? Don't they? You know, they have to pay you. No, they really do not.
All the union says is that we have to pay them. They don't really care what we get. Babe.
Yeah.
Really? I guarantee that you make more money than I do.
We'll be back. That's the second. So she's still in delusion. Delving into the denial.